Coach, second year in a row that when there's been openings, your name's been mentioned several times. I mean, obviously, it's a great honor for you and a great honor to show what you've been able to do with this team, correct?
Well, yeah, it's an honor to be considered for those jobs, but it goes to show you the type of players we have here and the organization we have here. You know, as coaches, we're all products of the players we have and the other guys we work with. So it's an honor, and we'll see what happens.
When you talk to players, they say, yeah, it's, you know, it's good being on contributing, but everyone wants to start. Is it kind of with the coach? Everyone likes their jobs, but the head coach is still the kind of a dream?
Well, without a doubt. You know, you all, you know, everyone has individual goals, you know, as a coach, as a player, but it's team first here, and we still have a lot left here. You know, hopefully one day I will become a head coach, but we still have a lot of football ahead of us here, and we'll see what happens down the road.
What sort of challenges does this cause for you this week in terms of time management, balancing game planning and practice with obviously wanting to be ready for the interviews?
Well, number one, you know, we're getting ready to do what we have to do here. As an organization here, we're moving forward, and, you know, and I've got a plan of what I need to do in these interviews this weekend. And, you know, those organizations will understand, too, that the number one priority here is to win. And so we're going to continue to do that the next couple of weeks here, and everything else take care of itself.
Mike, when you meet with multiple teams, mm-hmm. How are you evaluating them in the process, and what do you want to learn from them?
Well, number one, when you go into these interviews, you get to know some people. You know, who the people are coming to interview you, understand, you know, you get to express your feelings to them, you know, what your plans would be moving forward for their organization. And just, it's, you know, it's an open conversation and just kind of feel one another out and kind of see what direction to go from there.
I mean, is it where you're asking as many questions as they're asking you?
Without a doubt, because, you know, if you're going into a new situation, you got to make sure that it's the right one. It's not about just taking any job. You know, that's not my goal. You got to make sure when you make the next step or any job you take that it's the right one. So, you know, I've got plenty of questions to ask, but we'll just keep going on here and see what happens.
Several players were asked about your ability to be a head coach yesterday. Mm-hmm. All had ringing endorsements, including Peyton. Mm-hmm. When you hear that type of stuff, it's got to make you pretty proud, doesn't it?
Well, there's a lot of good players here and a lot of good people. You know, John Elway and John Fox have brought a lot of good people in here, so I'm a product of all those players. So I'm very fortunate to work with those players and also to work with the coaches that are here in this organization and be a part of this organization. It's a special place.
The offense, how it's transformed since the start of the 2011 season, a lot of people have credited you with matching the scheme, the plays, mm-hmm. to the personnel. Is that the most difficult challenge that coaches face?
Well, that's our job as a football coach, is to take advantage of your talent. And that's the number one job I have here, to make sure that we evaluate the guys properly in the offseason during training camp and find out what do we do best as an offense. It doesn't matter who the 11 guys are. You know, if someone goes down, someone comes up and steps into the next man up here, and we got to make adjustments as a coaching staff and as players to figure out what do we do best as an organization. And that's our job.
How challenging is it for you to do homework on these four teams while also focusing on the playoffs here and the task at hand?
Well, the number one task at hand is the playoffs. And the organizations that I'll sit down with this weekend, they'll understand that. So if there's a question that I might not have an answer for, you know, I'm going to let them know up front that very honestly, you know, my number one priority is to win football games here for the Denver Broncos. I'm employed here, and I have a job to do. And that's what we're going to do moving forward, and they'll understand that.
So how much of your time at this point have you spent in researching these teams?
You know, I can't put an hour on it. You know, I've done plenty of research in the past in the off season. You know, and kind of put my plan together over a number of years. I've been doing it for a long time now, so I kind of have an idea of the questions and things I want to get answered. But there's the number one priority is the Denver Broncos right now.
What did you learn from the interview process last year with Miami that you didn't know before that you would apply going forward?
Until you get that job, don't listen to anybody. But no, I mean, seriously, I mean, you know, everyone had me penciled in going to Miami last year, and it was a done deal, and, you know, don't get on a flight, this and that, it's your job, and all this and that, and, you know, it's a learning experience, there's a lot of things, and every owner, every organization's different, so they're looking for something different, and you just got to go in there and be yourself. That's the number one thing, and, you know, when you walk out of that room with whoever's in there just saying, you know what, you did the best you can, it's the same as players in a game. Hey, just go out there and do whatever you can, hey, and if it's not good enough, if that's not what they're looking for, you know, you did what you did, and you were yourself.
Mike, how many teams are you going to talk to this weekend? How many could you talk to this weekend?
You know, I'm going to keep that to myself, to be honest with you. I've got a few set up already, and we've got a plan for the weekend, and, you know, I only have so much time to do it, but we're just going to move forward and try to win games here.
How many suits are you going to roll through?
I'm not sure yet. My wife and my daughter are in charge of that.
Are you one of these it was meant to be guys? Because if you had taken one of those jobs or something that worked out, you know, you got a team here that's got a good shot at the Super Bowl and you want to be a part of it.
Without a doubt. I've got an unbelievable job here. I work for the best organization. I got a great owner. John Fox, John Elway have done great things here, and they're going to continue to do great things here. And it's an honor and privilege to have a job for the Denver Broncos. So we'll see what happens.
Has Peyton given you any advice on this whole interview process?
You know, we haven't talked a lot about it. And, you know, we're working on some other things right now, moving forward for the possible opponents. And really, you know, he said some great things yesterday, and, you know, we talked a little bit about that, and I thanked him for that. But other than that, you know, we're moving forward, and we're going to see what happens, and we'll see what happens in the next couple weeks.
Should we be stalking you at restaurants and following cars and scaling you all over the place?
You can do whatever you want. All right.